Welcome to another episode of How To's for Indie Artists. Hi, I'm your host, Ted. In this episode, we'll be talking about how to write a hit song. Let's be real, hit songs are not written overnight. It takes time for it to be recognized by people. During my time as a mixing engineer, it was not uncommon to spend more than several months on one song. The first thing to note is that creating a fan base and engaging them with all your songs should always be your first step. Many artists I have worked with in the past went through a lot before they gained their fame. If this is your first time trying to establish yourself as an artist, here are some quick questions to ask yourself. Who are you targeting with your songs? What theme or niche does your song fit in? This could be a good time to create your social profiles and put in your biography the answer to these questions. Anyways, most songs that hit the charts talk about our daily lives and the happenings of the current world. What's happening in your life that other people can relate to in their lives? It may be related to drug abuse, family affairs, growing up, or even fame itself. It is the first impression of the song that invites people to listen. It answers the questions of who, why, what, when, and how. The first two or three lines of the lyrics should answer those questions. If you don't, listeners will not pay attention to your song. The song then becomes irrelevant and uninteresting. In order to avoid such error, we will be looking into some artists and their techniques that made their songs become instant hits. The first step is hooks. Hooks are commonly used in the intro of a song. One trick that I do is to record the first 10 seconds of several songs and then play them to family and friends. I ask them which is the one they would likely listen to, a mere 5 to 10 seconds that draw the attention of the listeners. The Canadian rap artist Drake uses hook in the main intro to some of his songs, such as Fake Love, Hotline Bling, Energy, Contola, and Best I Ever Had, to name a few. Another trick that Drake uses is to create short verses and longer hooks. The purpose of having the lyrics short, catchy, and easy to understand is to make it be easy to be recalled. Aside from Drake, there are other artists that use the same trick. Kanye West and J. Cole, to name a few, as well as Ariana Grande. In the song Side to Side, Ariana drew attention from her fans. The song had been scripted perfectly and has a persuasive, aggressive tone. If you are into songwriting, maybe you can consider using the hook as a style. After all, it is not about writing a hit song, rather it is how well you present it to your fans. The next thing to consider is who is your target audience. As an artist, knowing your listeners is essential and should be taken into serious consideration. What does your fans look like? Their culture and background? The age bracket they belong to? Do they like emotional songs? Dance floor songs? Meditation songs? Or rap and hip-hop? If you don't know your audience, you can try looking at the fan pages of other artists you adore. How old are their followers? Where are they from? Are they mainly male or female? See if you can find a connection between their songs and their audiences. For example, an artist that appeals to females may probably be writing songs about breakups and boys. So it is very important to get the audience perfect for your songs and make them bring other people to your vibes. Getting an audience can be hard since many artists have already taken the stage to attract more people to their music. Competitors in your niche will always be stiff and hard to pass through. Following the steps I've implied here will help you get that audience you're looking for. A large audience when writing a hit song is identified by what they love to hear from your songs. Many songs express anger, sadness, love, happiness, fear, and life experiences. Can the lyrics of your songs and themes be identical to someone going through the same things? In Drake's Controlla, we get to see that his song starts with four bars, then an expression of a pre-chorus that says, "I think I'd lie for you," the first part of the chorus, which is also known as the pre-chorus, followed by the main Controlla chorus. Another example is The Who. Their songs can be played at any age. Whether you're old or young, the songs hit different at all times. they grasped the chance to create a fan base of dancers. The artist Vibiz Kartel, one of the greatest dancehall musicians, made it to the industry by allowing his thoughts and passions to take him where he is now with his music career. A ghetto dancehall musician that emerged top and grabbed the voice of the Jamaican ghetto. When Chris Brown wrote the song Questions, it easily got the attention of many people. It was short, with more or less 2 minutes of playing time. During the old days, many artists used to write short songs compared to the new generations of artists who write songs of more than 3 minutes. The length of the song is the most integral part for your song to hit. People have less time to listen to long and super long tracks. They pay more attention to highly detailed short tracks. Composing a medium-sized track doesn't mean you make it quick. Rather, you make it catchy and memorable. Examples of songs that are short but become top hit songs are Ariana Grande, Thank You, Drake, In My Feelings, and Jason Derulo, Savage Love. If you are an amateur in the field, songwriting is very crucial when producing a song unless you are a producer of an instrumental song. It is quite challenging and annoying. Bringing the song alive is an easy step, but writing it down becomes a nuisance. Luckily, it is very easy to find good beats and instrumental tracks online. You can try websites like BeatStars, GemTracks, and TrackTrain. What you can do first is to draft down all the lyrics and the message you're trying to convey. Go through the song a couple of times. Play around with the rhythm, structure, and the cadence of the written words. In the case of you purchasing a beat to use in your songwriting, you would also be probably given the stems. Stems are each of the instruments that make up the entire song, broken into their own separate tracks. This way, you can restructure and warp them until they fit the mood of your song. This can help you build a strong structure and perfect the work to fit around your melody. Most artists spend time in the studio doing just this. In fact, I have seen many artists hiring studios just to do this. A good song has short, phased lyrics, not more than 6 or 5 words. Make them more like a poem and easily relatable to the previous lyrics. With this strategy, your audience can understand what you're trying to bring to the table. The hook of your song should be solid lyrical, while the bridge and the verse are built mainly within the central theme of your song. Singer-composer Rod Stewart once said, "I deliberate over the lyrics. I do. I'll come up with one line in a day, and then it might be a couple of days before I show up with the rhyming line." Post Malone's song Rockstar hit during those times due to its short and structured lyrics. Learning from the experts is something you should always look up to. The song portrays a certain strong message to its audience. Their lyrics are very understandable and clear. Majority of famous hit songs are based from personal experiences. Draw inspiration from personal experiences or feelings and put them in your song. Make the listeners feel that they can relate to the message of your song. Taylor Swift once shared, "My experiences with songwriting is usually so confessional. It's so drawn from my own life and my own stories." On the other hand, Tatiana Maynois' songs express deep emotions. Her songs give an outline of how life can be hard and good at a time, especially during this time of pandemic. If you need your songs to hit, follow the steps of the existing musicians and make yourself a celebrity. An example is Ed Sheeran, who wrote a song based on his current situation entitled Supermarket Flowers. It was a hit song, but people didn't know what the reason behind the song was. He wrote this song for his grandmother, but dedicated it to her mother, who, at that time, was admitted in the hospital. The song was pretty much straightforward, and it expressed the strength of a woman and how he felt at the moment and his mother's feelings. Another musician who expressed her feelings through song was Miley Cyrus. Her song Wrecking Ball expressed every pain that she was going through after being in a toxic relationship. It was said that her life was in turmoil. Everything changed rapidly, but when we express our feelings through songs, they come out with the power and strength that is required. This song went from one of the crappiest songs of them all to the top song viewed on YouTube with over 1 billion views. The next step is to make more collaborations with other musicians. When you're looking to grow your career, it's advised to work alongside already successful artists. This can give you a boost in being exposed if you are not yet known. Some hit songs are products of collaboration. Examples of this songs is I'm the One, which is a collaboration between Justin Bieber, DJ Khaled, Chance the Rapper, Quavo, and Lil Wayne. Working with people with high publicity ratio also increases the chance for your song to become a hit. Your popularity is increased, and you're able to get attention from different people. They become interested in listening to your songs. You're able to learn new cultures, trends, and new ways of creating your songs. You can learn new tricks from the most experienced musicians in the market. The main point is to make more collaborations with different artists. Learn how they write their songs and perfect your writing. Talib Kweli said, "I like collaboration because, first of all, I'm good at writing lyrics. I don't know how to make beats. I don't play instruments. I'm not a good singer. So even when you see a solo album of mine, it's still a collaboration." Many musicians have joined hands to create the best squads, duos, and mixed songs. The Chainsmokers are among the top. It's all about knowing your strength and building it stronger. So what's the next step to follow? Don't bore the audience with off-key music. The audience wants something amazing and something that starts with hype or has a good sensation. Basically, something engaging. Your song title should be able to sell you off quickly. Strive to communicate with the audience by engaging topics they can relate to on their day-to-day activities. This will not only increase the entertaining aspect, but also rise their publicity. Keep your eyes open for possible song titles. They can come from advertisements, a passage in a book, or even something a kid has blurted out. The title should have a ring to it that people would like to hear repeatedly. And this leads us to our final point, when creating a chorus extended with a pre-chorus. When writing a song, it is advisable to write a pre-chorus short verse. Most songs in the industry have used this trick to engage listeners. The pre-chorus adds excitement that forms the gratification of the main chorus. When writing a hook, you can change the lyrics of the song and maintain the pre-chorus the whole time. Examples of hit songs that have used this trick are Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis, Fireworks by Katy Perry, and Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. So in summary, this is what we have discussed in the podcast. Make the hook and the bridge perfect, short, and engaging. Write short verses and choruses. The song should not be repetitive. Extend your choruses with a pre-chorus. Keep the key of the song standard. Make use of the chances you have for collaborating with other musicians to grow your audience of fans. When working on writing techniques, you should use personal experiences. It helps you build something amazing, creative, and unique and out of this world. Hooks and lyrics are very important. Let your lyrics be clear or leave your audience in a suspense or a dilemma. Let them think of the main theme that's being sent out to the world. Write something that you're passionate about. It will come out perfectly and have a chance of blowing up very fast. Lastly, watch your audience. Learn what exactly they want and give them that. It allows you to learn your fan base better. Anyway, that's all for today's episode. Follow up all the methods highlights and you'll surely get a good hit song. Everyone has their time to emerge to the top, and you can too. Thank you very much for staying up with me. Till now.